It's not a crime not to look like you're 18. Anyway, you're attractive. I assume you know that by now. She is silent, and he wonders if, again, he's misstepped. If he has, well, fuck her. She didn't need to call him again. Then she sighs, sadly rather than resentfully. She says, I once heard that smart women want to be told they're pretty, and pretty women want to be told they're smart. And the depressing part is that I think I agree. What did you say your girlfriend's name is?
See, he says, you just did it again. I told you you're attractive, and you brought up my girlfriend.
This time, she laughs so heartily and authentically that, in a visceral way, it takes him back to their senior year at Bishop. It's a laugh he'd forgotten about, but recognizes instantly. Oh, the passage of time! The 26 years that have elapsed, the green afternoon outside Dean Beatty's office, the irretrievability of his youth, the Bishop hymn, the blowjobs he used to get from Jenny Pakanowski. He says, For the record, I really had no idea, none at all, that you were interested in me at Bishop. Maybe part of getting what you want is asking for it. Said like a man.
That doesn't make it wrong.
The pause that ensues is the longest yet between them. He thinks about the distance between Wilmette, where his condo is, and her hotel, and how many minutes it would take to drive there at this hour.
30?
The thought is mostly, but not completely, speculative, and it's hard to imagine that she's not thinking about the same thing. What she says when she finally speaks is, Did you cheat on your wife?
We were both involved with other people.
Who did it first?
She did. Although she'd say I was checked out of the marriage by then.
Are you relieved or bummed out that you're divorced?
Yes.
She laughs. Do you feel confused and desperate?
Sometimes.
She says, Now that we're friends again,
right? I hope so.
Now that we're friends again, have you ever had an anal fissure? Because they really are insanely painful.
I wasn't lying, he says. I haven't.
Nelson once had hemorrhoids at the same time I had an anal fissure, and he said we should start a band called Sylvia McClellan and the Butt Cheeks. After a pause, she says, I guess you had to be there. There's another pause. Some shift seems to have occurred, some definitive understanding that they will not see each other again tonight, which is allowing them both to capitulate to their own tiredness. And she says, I shouldn't have said you were boring. It was rude, but it was also untrue. I appreciate your psychological insights. Alone in his bedroom, he smiles. Thank you, Sylvia. Knowing he's not going to her hotel makes it easier for him to settle into an uncomplicated and nostalgic affection for her. Will they stay in touch? Will they ever cross paths again? Possibly at a reunion, but otherwise, it seems highly unlikely. Did my call wake you up? She asks, and it's the combination of how sincere her concern seems with how belated it is that amuses him. He says,
I was watching TV.
She yawns audibly.
What show?
He tells her the name. It's a cable drama that's been airing for a few years, though he's only halfway through the first season.
Oh, I've heard that's good,
she says, and her voice is now so drowsy, so intimate with impending sleep, that it's as if she is lying in the bed next to him. She says,
Maybe that's what Nelson and I will watch next.
This is Emily Rankin. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of You Think It, I'll Say It, by Curtis Sittenfeld. This program was directed by Bruce Mann, executive producer Orly Moskowitz. Text copyright 2018 by Curtis Sittenfeld. The following stories in this collection have been previously published, sometimes in a different form: Gender Studies and the Prairie Wife in The New Yorker, and Bad Latch in the Washington Post magazine. In addition, A Regular Couple was published as a Kindle single in partnership with The Atlantic, and Volunteers Are Shining Stars was published in the anthology This Is Not Chick Lit, New York, Penguin Random House, LLC, 2006. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.